الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء كرام، elders, beloved brothers in Islam, Sayyid al-Shuhur, the leader of the months of the Islamic calendar, the blessed and Mubarak month of Ramadan, is almost upon us. There would be throughout the entire world, with regards to various Muslims, different reactions with regards to the onset of Ramadan. We would have noticed there was a fervor amongst particularly the housewives. The freezers are being stocked. Preparations are being made so far as food, etc. is concerned, in order to alleviate the pangs of hunger that will be anticipated in this month of Ramadan. One is the general reaction that occurs with regards to the onset of Ramadan. But if we look into Quran and Hadith, we look at the lives of our pious predecessors, what was their anticipation with regards to Ramadan? How did they wait for this month? What was the preparation that they put into place for this month? Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahimullah, in his kitab Lataif al-Ma'arif, he mentions with regards to our pious predecessors that كانوا يدعون الله تعالى ستة أشهر أن يبلغهم شهر رمضان. That 6 months, 6 months before Ramadan could start, already from that time, they would make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, Ya Allah, keep us alive for the month of Ramadan. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we know the famous dua that he would read, we've heard it over and over again, on the onset of the month of Rajab, that is 2 months before Ramadan, already Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would start making dua. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban. O Allah, bless us, give us barakat in the months of Rajab and Sha'ban. Wa ballighna shahra Ramadan. O Allah, cause us to remain alive. Let us reach the month of Ramadan. One is the intizam, one is the anticipation Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had, the pious predecessors had. The other is the intizam that Allah puts into place. What is the preparation Allah puts into place for Ramadan, and from when? We heard the pious predecessors 6 months before Ramadan. What does Rasulullah ﷺ tell us? With regards to Allah, he says, إِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ لَتُزَيَّنُ مِنَ السَّنَةِ إِلَى السَّنَةِ لِدُخُولِ شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ. Look at the mercy of Allah. Look at the compassion of Allah. When does Allah start the tayari for Ramadan? When does Allah start the preparation for this Ramadan, 1436 years of Hijrah, this Ramadan that is coming in a few days' time? When did the tayari and the preparation of it start in the heavens? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, when the hilal of last year's Eid was sighted. From that time, Allah ta'ala started, commanded that Jannat should be decorated, Jannat should be beautified for this year's Ramadan. إن الجنة لتزين من السنة إلى السنة لدخول شهر رمضان فإذا كان أول يوم من رمضان. When finally this month comes, Habbat rihun min tahtil arsh. Yuqalu laha al-muthira. Then a wind starts blowing from underneath the arsh of Allah. The name of this wind is Muthira. Fatasaffaqat shajaratul jannah. What starts happening? As a result of this wind, the breeze causes the leaves of the trees of Jannah to rustle and to shake. This breeze causes the doorknobs of the palaces of Jannah to start clattering. Almost a background orchestra-like music is created in Jannah as a result of this breeze, of this wind of mercy that is blowing at the onset of Ramadan. When this starts happening, then Jannah becomes aga. Jannah wakes up. Something is happening. What has happened? Something special has happened. A special occasion has come. What is the reaction of Jannah? When the leaves start blowing, when the doorknobs start clattering, Jannah starts making dua. Allahumma ja'allana fi hadha shahr min ibadika sukana. O Allah, let there be in this month those amongst the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam who will conduct themselves in such a manner that they will become the residents of Jannah. Jannah starts making dua for you and I. That, O Allah, give us the tawfiq. O Allah, bless them with the tawfiq to spend this month in such a manner that you award them the status that they are now Jannatis. The Hura'een, the beautiful maidens of Jannah. كَأَمْثَالِ اللُّؤْلُؤِ الْمَكْنُونَ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ كَأَنَّهُنَّ بَيْضٌ مَكْنُونَ كَوَاعِبَ أَتْرَابًا عُرُبًا أَتْرَابًا. Various places Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the beauty of these women. The mind cannot comprehend such beauty Allah has given them. مِنْ أَصَابِعِ رِجْلَيْهَا إِلَى رُكْبَتَيْهَا مِنَ الزَّعْفَرَانِ. From the toenail to the knee of these women is made out of zafran, saffron, musk. Min rukbatayha ila thadiyayha min al miskil ambar, min al miskil khalis. From the knee up to the chest is made out of musk. Min thadiyayha ila unuqiha min al ambar il ashhal. From the chest to the neck is made out of ambar. Min unuqiha ila rasiha min al kafur il abyad. From the neck up till the head is made out of camphor. Saffron, musk, amber, camphor. Not the saffron, musk, and amber and camphor of this dunya, but that of Jannah. Khuliqat min sulalatil miski wal ambari wal kafuri wal za'afran. She is created from the quintessence, the mixture of za'afran, musk, amber, and camphor. From the top of her head, her hair will be flowing right up till the heel. What is her height? According to the riwayat, 130 feet tall. Each strand of her hair will be interspersed with pearls and emeralds, each one more valuable than the jewelry of this entire world put together. One strand of that hair, of her hair, if it had to be brought into this world, according to the riwayat, the entire universe would become fragrant. لو دعي بكلامها ميت لأجاب. If a dead person, a dead man, had to hear the voice of these women, he would come to life. If a living person had to hear just her voice, such would be the rush of ecstasy and anticipation that he would experience, that his liver and his heart would not be able to bear the excitement. When she walks, in the manner in which she walks, in the swaying of her hips, there will be 100,000 suggestions, invitations towards ecstasy. Women of such beauty, we cannot even imagine. Generally, sometimes with the receivers, our masturat are listening also. A lot of times we hear questions from the masturat with regards to the hoors of Jannah. What they fail to understand is that according to the riwayat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah Ta'ala will give the woman of dunya, this beauty we have heard, refers to the woman of Jannah, to the Hura'een. The woman of dunya who becomes a Jannati, her fazilat will be 70,000 times more than the Hura of Jannah. Women of such beauty, we can't even imagine What happens in Ramadan? When Ramadan starts, what happens? They start making dua. They start making dua. What is their dua? Allahumma ja'allana fi hadha shahr min ibadika azwaja. Oh Allah, let there be those amongst the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who will conduct themselves in this month in such a manner that you will make their nikah with us. This is not an ordinary month. Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, لو أراد الله أن يعذب أمة محمد ما أعطاهم رمضان. If Allah Ta'ala wanted to punish the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah would not have given them this month of Ramadan. This is the month of rahmat, the month of mercy, the month to take from Allah Ta'ala's treasures. Unfortunately, many of us do not have munasabat and link with the Arabic language. An occasion of Jumu'ah is impossible to mention the fadail and virtues of this month. But just by way of synopsis, if we just look at a few of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what was the reaction of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the starting of Ramadan? How did he react? What did he do? How did he conscientize his ummah with regards to this month? Just one or two ahadith, and like that, there are many, many ahadith. We know the famous one we read in the Fazail-e Amal of Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, the first hadith under the chapter The Virtues of Ramadan. The hadith of Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, khatabana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi akhir yawmin min sha'ban, faqal ya ayyuhan nas qad adallakum shahrun azimun mubarakun, shahrun fihi laylatun khayrun min alf shahr, shahrun ja'alallahu siyamahu faridatan wa qiyam laylihi tatawwa, man taqarraba fihi bi khaslatin kana kaman adda faridatan fima siwahu, wa man adda faridatan fihi kana kaman adda sab'in فريضة فيما سواه إلى آخر الحديث. The hadith of Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Ataakum Ramadan, shahru baraka, yakshakum Allahu fi, fayunzilu rahma, wa yahuttu al-khataya, wa yastajibu fihi al-dua, yanzuru Allahu ta'ala ila tanafusikum fi, fayubahi bikum malaikata, faaru Allahu ta'ala min anfusikum fihi khayra, fa inna shaqiyya man hurima fihi rahmatullahi azza wa jal. The hadith of Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, hadha Ramadan qad ja'a, tuftahu fihi abwaabu al-jannah, تغلق في أبواب النار تغل فيه الشياطين بعدا لمن أدرك رمضان فلم يغفر له إذا لم يغفر له فمتى. How many ahadith? Look at the, even if you don't understand Arabic, even if you don't understand Arabic, look at the excitement, look at the anticipation, look at the rush that is found in these expressions. هذا رمضان. What is my Nabi saying? Ramadan has come. شهر بركة, the month of blessings. قَدْ أَذَلَّكُمْ شَهْرٌ عَظِيمٌ مُبَارَكٌ. Oh my Ummah, the month has come. Azim month, great month, Mubarak month. يَنْزِلُ الرَّحْمَةِ, Allah's mercy is falling upon you. يَحُطُّ الْخَطَايَا, Allah is wiping away your sins. تُفْتَحُ فِي أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ, Allah has opened the doors of Jannah. Allah has locked up Jahannam. Allah has tied up the shayateen. Allah is accepting your duas in this month. So many virtues, such excitement, such anticipation that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Lo ya'lamul ibad, ma fi Ramadan, latamannat ummati an takuna sanatu kullaha Ramadan." He said, "If my ummah had to come to know, what this month of Ramadan was, they would wish that the entire year was Ramadan. They would wish. They would not worry about the little bit fasting. They would not worry about the little bit hunger." Little bit takleef, little bit difficulty. In fact, in South Africa, in the winter, this is almost like an early breakfast and a late lunch. Hardly any difficulty. What does Allah Ta'ala say in the Quran? Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. O you who believe, O people of Iman, kutiba alaykum as-siyam, kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum. Allahu Akbar, even this mode of expression of Quran is an indication of the shafqat and the mercy and the kindness of Allah Ta'ala. Break this expression down. Kutiba alaykum as-siyam. In layman's terms, Allah is saying, I have ordained upon you. I have prescribed upon you. I have made it obligatory for you to stay hungry. Who likes to hear that? Nobody likes to hear that. Nobody likes to be told it is compulsory to be hungry. So what does Allah do? He lightens the blow. Allah makes it easier. that don't worry, you are not being targeted. Not only you. Kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum. We told the previous ummats also. We told the previous ummats also to stay hungry. But what was the difference? Their fast was not like your fast. Their fast was 24 hours almost. 24 hour fast. In the previous ummats, it was almost 24 hours that they had to fast. When iftar used to come, they were given that gap to eat. Once they went to sleep, the next fast started. Not only that, they were not allowed to speak while fasting. Look at the mercy of Allah Ta'ala for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The previous ummah, we know the famous incident mentioned in the Quran about Maryam alayhi salam. Miraculous birth of Isa alayhi salam takes place. What advice she is given by Jibreel? That if the people ask you, Inni nadartu lirrahmani sawma falan ukallima alyawma insiya fa'atat bihi qawmaha tahmilu qalu ya maryam laqad ji'ti shay'an fariya ya ukhta harun ma kana abuki imra'a saw'i wa ma kanat ummuki baghiya fa'asharat ilay qalu kayfa nukallimu man kana fil mahdi sabiya. She comes with the baby. They say, Maryam, what curse you have brought? What wabal you have brought on your family? You are not married. Where did you get this child from? Inni nadartu lirrahmani soma. She makes ishara that I am fasting. So what does it mean? I cannot speak. The Bani Israel, if they spoke the truth while fasting, their fast would break. This ummah speaks lies. This ummah makes ghibat. Its fast does not break. The value drops, but the fast does not break. This is the shafqat for the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Previous ummah, almost 24 hour roza. When Ramadan started for this ummah, it was the same. There was one sahabi, Qais bin Sarima Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He comes home in the evening, almost iftar time. Wife goes, he was an ordinary laborer. He would shepherd camels, arduous work, in the glare of the sun the entire day. So when he comes in the evening, he's tired, exhausted. His wife goes to prepare a little bit of food for iftari. In that interim, he dozes off. When he dozes off, what does it mean? The next fast has started. So almost 24 hours without food. Now the next fast. Next day in the glare of the sun, by the time Zohar Salah comes, he's now seeing stars. He's almost falling down unconscious. Ya Rasulallah halaktu. He comes in the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. O Nabi of Allah, I am halak, barbad, this is too much, can't do this. Too difficult. No sooner he says this, Jibreel is sent. Kulu washrabu hatta yatabayyana lakum al-khaytul abyad min al-khaytul aswadi min al-fajr thumma atimmu siyama ila al-layl. Allahu Akbar. Then, oh my Habib, through your tufail, for your ummah it is not 24 hours. For your ummah there is sehri also. For your ummah there is iftar also. Your ummah can speak also while fasting. For your ummah in the nights their wives are halal. For the previous ummah, the entire month of Ramadan, they could not go near their wives. Such shafqat and mercy for the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Logically eating sehri is what? Making the fast easy. Logically, it makes the fast easier to eat sehri. Why? Because the hours of hunger are reduced. Yet look at the mercy of Allah. What did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Rahim Allahul Mutasahhirin. Rahim Allahul Mutasahhirin. Allah's special rahmat and mercy descends upon those who partake of sehri. And when it comes to iftar, this is such a month, my respected brothers. If we look at the 12 months of the Islamic calendar, Muharram, Safar, Rabiul Awal, Rabiul Akhir, Jumad al-Ula, Jumad al-Akhir, ila akhirihi. You won't find any of these names. You won't find Jumad al-Ula, Jumad al-Akhir, etc. in the Quran. There is only one month. There is only one month that the name is in the Quran. Why? The other 11 months, their names, the Arabs kept. This month, this name also, Ramadan, Allah kept. Shahru Ramadan, alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'an. The month of Ramadan in which the Qur'an was revealed. What does Ramadan mean? This word Ramadan comes from the root word Ramadha Yarmud, which means to burn to ashes. What is the munasabat? What is the link between this meaning of burning to ashes with the month of Ramadan, with the fasting of Ramadan? Ulama explain it like this. They say, if you want to destroy something, if you want to obliterate the record of something, what you can do is you can tear something. If you tear it, you can piece it together again. If you break it, you can put it together again. The most conducive manner to completely obliterate something so that the trace of it does not even remain is to burn it to ashes. Ramadan, the month in which even the record of the sins of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam are burned to ashes. First Ramadan, first fast, according to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from last year Eid till this year Ramadan, all the sins are wiped away. Iftar is such a time. وَتَرَى الْمَلَائِكَةَ خَافِينَ مِنْ حَوْلِ الْعَرْشِ يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ. Allah says in the Quran, you will see my malaika, they are making tawaf around the arsh of Allah. What are they doing? يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ. The entire 11 months of the year, what are the malaika that are making tawaf of the arsh of Allah doing? They are making tasbih of Allah. They are glorifying Allah. Subbuhun quddusun. La ilaha illallahul malikul haqqul mubeen. For 11 months. But Ramadan, what happens? Allah commands them, stop your tasbih. Stop your tasbih. What must you do now? Now you must say ameen to the dua of the Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the time of iftar. The malaika that are making tawaf around the arsh of Allah in the month of Ramadan are saying ameen to what? To the dua that this ummah is making at the time of iftar. And what is this ummah doing at the time of iftar? Someone is worried about whether his Pepsi or his Diet Coke or his Coke is right. Someone is worried about his samosas and his bhajia. Someone is worried over whether the halim is hot or cold. Everywhere else and everything else we're worried about. A time when the malaika are saying ameen. A time when the doors of Allah's mercy are open. This ummah is somewhere else. We haven't understood the value of this fast of Ramadan. What is, by example, what does Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Man sama yawman tatawwa'a. Man sama yawman tatawwa'a. Thumma u'tiya mil'al ardi dhahaba. Lam yastawfi thawabahu duna yawmil hisab. Allahu Akbar. What does my Nabi say? If a person keeps not farz fast, nafil fast. Man sama yawman tatawwa'a. A person keeps one nafil fast. What will Allah give him? Ali radiallahu anhu, once when he was asked to describe the difference between nafil and farz, what answer did he give? He says, if a person is given the lifespan of Nuh alayhi salam, and every day from now till Qiyamah he fasts, nafil fast, all that nafil fast put together is not equal to one farz fast of Ramadan. For nafil fast, what will Allah give him? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that person who keeps one nafil fast, ثُمَّ أُعْطِيَ مِلْءَ الْأَرْضِ ذَهَبًا. And then the whole earth, this entire 24,000 kilometer circumference ball is turned into gold. This whole earth is turned into gold and presented to him in exchange for the one nafil fast on the day of judgment. Lam yastawfi thawabahu. Allah says, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, this is less than the reward of one nafil fast. What is Allah giving him for the first fast of Ramadan? Al-a'malu inda Allahi sab'a. Amalan mujiban. Amalan bi amthalihima. Amalun bi ashrim amthalihi. Amalun bi sab'imiyati di'af. Wa amalun la ya'lamu thawaba amilihi illallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, actions with regards to recompense, with regards to return, are of 7 types. There are 2 actions. The recompense, the return is wajib, compulsory. What are these 2 actions? A person who dies on iman, jannat is wajib. A person who dies on shirk, jahannam is wajib. There are 2 actions. The recompense is equal to the action. What are these 2 actions? A person who intends a good deed gets the same reward, equal. A person who does an evil deed gets equivalent guna and sin, equal. There is 1 type of action, the 5th type, multiplied 10 times. A person, when he does a good deed, Allah gives him 10 times the reward. The 6th type, there is 1 type of action, the recompense is multiplied 700 times. A person, man anfaqa malahu fi sabilillah, a person who spends his money in the path of Allah, multiplied 700 times, He said the seventh category of action. The seventh category of action. What is the seventh category of action? He said, لا يعلم الثواب عامله إلا الله. This action's recompense, no one but Allah knows the return. What is it? He said, As-Sawm. It is the fast of the month of Ramadan. This reward only Allah knows. This reward only Allah knows. Faradallahu lakum siyamahu. Allah has made farz upon you the fasting of the day of Ramadan. Wasanantu lakum qiyamahu. Allahu Akbar. How beautiful an expression this is. Allah has made farz upon you the fasting of the day of Ramadan, and I, your Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, made sunnat upon you the Taraweeh Salah of Ramadan. Taraweeh Salah is the khususiyat of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No other Ummah was given this. This month of Ramadan, Shahru Ramadan, Alladhi unzila feehi al-Qur'an. This is the month of fasting and it is the month of Qur'an. This is the month Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make door of whatever Qur'an was revealed in this month to Jibreel. If you look in the lives of our predecessors, Imam Abu Hanifa rahimullah would make 60 khatams of Quran in Ramadan. Imam Shafi'i rahimullah, 60 khatams of Quran in Ramadan. This is the month of Quran. This is the month of Taraweeh. Very often we mention this, my respected brothers. Unfortunately, the lack of munasabat, the ummah no longer has this attachment with Quran. What we got attachment with? Look at our youngsters, hours and hours. The earphones clogging the ears, bodies are jiving to music. That which Rasulullah ﷺ says causes nifaq and hypocrisy to grow in the heart, like water causes crops to grow. So that at the time of mort, Allah protect us, for to recite kalima will become difficult. Hours and hours for music, hours and hours for that shaitan box. Where is the shagaf? Where is the inclination for Quran? Few years ago, a jamaat was in one province in South Africa. We were going for on program. Taraweeh time, you couldn't pass the street. Ask the brother, bhai, what happened? Some foreign dignitary has come. Why this masjid is so full? He says, Mauli sahab, this masjid, they read 10 surahs Taraweeh. This masjid, they read 10 surahs Taraweeh. This the other night we mentioned, I met someone. He said that in Transvaal, one city, he says that 10 minutes before the namaz can start, the masjid is full. Why? Because the Taraweeh takes place in half an hour. That is not Taraweeh. That is not Quran, that is a mockery of Quran. Where is the love? Where is the attachment? Where is the recognition of what this kalam is? Ikrama bin Abi Jahl, when he would sit in front of the Quran, he would take the pages, rub it on his eyes and say, Hada kalamu Rabbi, Hada kalamu Rabbi, this is the kalam of my Allah. Umar radiallahu anhu would say to Abu Musa Ashari radiallahu anhu, Shawwiqna Rabbana Azza wa Jal. Give me shock, fill my heart with the love of my Allah, meaning recite Quran. Today we want to go to that masjid where the Taraweeh is over before it starts. We don't know the value. Even worse than that, as a lot of times we mention, that person who can't even make istinja properly, what happens in Ramadan? He becomes a mufti. Bigger mufti than Umar radiallahu anhu. One masjid we went, they had outside the parking two arrows. One arrow pointing this way, parking for 8 rakat Taraweeh. This side parking for 20 rakat Taraweeh. What is this? Where is the love for Quran? Where is the attachment for Quran? We're not here to go into the fiqh ikhtilaf, leave that to the ulama. But where's the shock? Where's the value for amal? What does Rasulullah ﷺ say? Alama Munzirin is a targhib, what targhib mentions this riwayat. For each sajda of Taraweeh Salah, Allah gives you 1500 hasanat. 20 rakats, 40 sajda, 60,000 hasanat every night. Imagine the announcement took place by Hilal Masjid this year. First Taraweeh underneath the Musalla, whoever comes for Taraweeh will find 1500 rand. Nana, Nani, Dada, Dadi, the old, infirm, those who can't even walk, we'll bring them to the masjid. Parking lot too will get full. Why 1500 rand? We know the value of mal, we don't know the value of amal. For each sajda of Taraweeh Salah, my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah will give you 1500 hasanat. For each sajda of Taraweeh Salah, Allah will give you one palace in Jannat made out of red ruby. It will have 60,000 doors made out of gold. What is the loss that this ummah is incurring? First few nights, masjid is a little bit full. Then, salamu alaykum, see you on the 27th night. Where is the attachment for Quran? Where is the love for Quran? For each sajda of the month of Ramadan, whether in Taraweeh, out of Taraweeh, Allah will give you one tree in Jannat. One tree in Jannat. A fast horse rider will ride for 500 years and he will not cross the shadow of this tree. My respected brothers, like I said, occasion of Jummah is too limited to go into details. Ramadan is coming. Ramadan is coming, the month of Allah's mercy, the month of shafqat, the month of Allah's kindness, the month to take from Allah. Let us not greet this month with laparwahi. Let us not greet this month with negligence. Let us have qadr in our hearts for this month. Aspire in this month. What does Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Ba'dan liman adraka Ramadan. Ba'dan liman adraka Ramadan falam yughfar lahu. The person who finds Ramadan and treats this month so lightly that he does not gain the forgiveness of Allah. My Nabi cursed such a person. Rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wasallam cursed such a person. He said, "Ida lam yughfar lahu famata." He said, "Oh my ummati, if even in Ramadan you will not aspire, if even in Ramadan you will not exert yourself, if even in Ramadan you will not get Allah's maghfirat, then when are you going to get Allah's maghfirat? When are you going to get?" One hadith he said, "Fattaku shahra Ramadan, faghdaru shahra Ramadan." He said, fear this month, when we will not value this month. When we will not exert ourselves in this month. When we will not go that which businessman in December or in business season sits back. This is the month to burn the midnight oil. This is the month to exert ourselves. Why? Because what is the objective of Ramadan? That verse of the Quran, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. The greatest prize. If we will value this month, spend this month correctly, fast like we are supposed to fast, utilize the nights of this month the way we are supposed to, turn to Allah, what will Allah give us? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Allah will give us His taqwa. Allah will give us His ta'alluq. Allah will give us His love. Allah will give us that connection with Allah. This is the month for us to aspire for that. So let us not waste any moment of this month. Let us look forward to this month. And very, very important, my respected brothers, is to make tawbah. Have this intention. Whatever wrongs are there, Ya Allah, through the barakat of the month of Ramadan, I will repent for it. And after Ramadan, I will not go back towards it. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq wa akhir da'wana.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.